And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody.
Everybody. And we are live, broadcasting live from the Tinderbox over at Broadway and Craycroft, one of our lovely sponsors of the Fred and Jeff Show.
Very lovely. You're calling Big Mike lovely?
He is lovely. He's a lovely lad.
He's a beautiful soul, isn't he?
And we have a packed show today for you. And before we thank our sponsors and everything else, we want to invite everybody out to the backyard barbecue at the Hut. It's coming up on it's the third annual backyard barbecue at the Hut on April 30th. And
dude, what is the deal with you and the backyard barbecue?
Because I'm excited. First of all, you will be playing in your little band, the Chili's.
Yes.
The infamous Chili's.
Yeah.
But it's also, Fred and Jeff will be emceeing.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that part.
Yeah, we actually got suckered into being the guest MCs for the event, so we're very excited about that.
Yeah, I think they had a quality MC, but they backed out.
Yeah, that's true.
So they thought, what couple of schmoes can we get?
We were fourth tier, I think.
I think you're right. So we want to thank our sponsors, too, A Made to Order, Mark Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, H&S Estate Gardening, and I'll bet you they are really busy right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mayfield Floors, The Monkey Burger, delicious, delicious. Temco Air Environmental, I bet you they're really busy right now, too.
Yeah, well, with the weather changing back and forth.
Goodness gracious, you got to get your air conditioning serviced. And, of course, your friends at Ronstadt Insurance.
And they are friends.
And they are. And so we have a big show for you today. We've got lots of fun things to talk about, so we're going to take a quick break, unless you got any house cleaning to do for us.
So the only house cleaning I had to do was the backyard barbecue April 30th at the Hut, featuring the world-famous Chili's.
And on the other side of the break, after I beat Fred, we'll introduce our first guest. So stick around, and we'll be right back.
Sit back, take off your coat, baby girl, get it on tonight. Well, I don't want to explain, I just want to unwind. I can't be any more than you already knew. But sit back, take off your coat, is what we're gonna do, yeah.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened, and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
And we are back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff. And were you going to say something?
No. Throwing you off there a little bit.
Yeah, taking the big, deep breath. Yeah, and so with us right now is Daniel Stolzfus from Arizona Youth Partnership. They're having a big fundraiser over at La Encantada. Daniel, how are you doing?
Great to be with you.
Did he pronounce your name right?
He did. I'm still working on it myself. I just got it down.
Right.
All right. Daniel, what is Arizona Youth Partnership?
We're really trying to make a difference in the lives of youth and families around Arizona, particularly the rural and underserved communities. We were started in 1990 by a group of Pima County citizens who felt like there was a lot of resources in Tucson, but they really wanted to get out and reach out to the other areas of the community where rural youth had needs and weren't getting some of the same resources. So we're about substance abuse prevention, healthy relationship education with youth, families, and communities.
Healthy relationship education?
That's our way of sort of talking about abstinence education. We believe it's about giving youth choices and information so they can make healthy choices. Hopefully we're preventing teen pregnancy and other risky behaviors, help them get through middle school and high school without getting in too much trouble.
Right. Well, that's good for you. I was reading one of the talking points. It said, last school year, Arizona Youth Partnership educated almost 7,000 youth in 25 school districts across Arizona on the realities of teen pregnancy, and in 2009-10, your programs reached a total of over 22,000 kids and families across the state of Arizona.
You got it.
That's a lot.
We were able to reach a lot of, we got a very dedicated staff, and we've had some great support and some great relationships with school districts around the state to be able to do that and get in and off those services.
Now, the thing that we need really, that I like to focus on with the Arizona Youth Partnership, and it was something that we talked a lot about last year at the event, is that it is, you're serving people who typically, you know, you got tons of services in metropolitan Tucson, metropolitan Phoenix, but there's nothing really going on in the rural areas.
Yeah, when we go out into communities like Ajo, where we've been since the early 90s, you know, in a lot of ways, we're one of the few youth organizations that works there. We work with the school district. We work with the community. We try to bring resources, federal funded, state grants, into that community to serve those youth because we have high poverty rates, we have high youth obesity rates, we have high substance abuse rates in some of those smaller towns. I come from more of an urban environment. I came from the East Coast out here, and what I found in some of these rural communities that we have in Arizona is similar levels of poverty and need and battles with substance abuse that you see in the urban communities, but the same resources are not there to help those youth, to hopefully give them something, some resources to help them escape that kind of life.
Well, and when you're talking about resources, I'm sure like a lot of nonprofits, you guys had your budget cut this year.
Absolutely.
from the Fed, from the state. And so the event that you're putting on this weekend is huge.
That's what makes this so important, and we're grateful to our generous corporate sponsors who have made this possible, because every ticket we sell to this event, every auction item we sell that night that we auction off, it's going to go straight to our programs for youth around the state of Arizona, but particularly in Pima County. That's our focus with this event.
And the event is the 6th annual A Taste of Arizona.
You got it.
Where is the event happening?
It's going to be at La Encantada right there in the courtyard. They've been a great sponsor and supporter of this event and given us the opportunity to to do it there. So
now, if I remember correctly, your world famous MC of last year's event was someone near and dear to my heart.
Absolutely, he got us, you know, took us to a whole new level.
We went
from 35 people the year before to when Fred was the MC, we went to like 267.
So he didn't ruin the event for
no,
you.
I mean,
there's actually a sixth annual because
absolutely
Fred didn't shut
absolutely.
It down.
Yeah, you got it.
And who's your And so you're not having Fred back this year because you have someone with a higher profile.
Well, we've worked with Joseph Blair. We've been doing some stuff trying to partner up with the Arizona Basketball Alumni Foundation, and he has agreed to be our MC.
Now,
and
I know this is going to sound silly because for a lot of us who've been in Tucson for a long time,
right.
We all know who Joseph Blair is. But for those of our listeners who don't, tell them who Joseph is.
Former U of A basketball player from 92 to 96. On some key teams in those years,
right?
Put it that way.
Yeah,
and we're very excited to have him. We're talking about partnering with them on a number of different things over the next year. So this is a great way for us to start that relationship.
All right, now is there going to be a live auction at this event?
No live auction, just a silent auction this year. But these, you know, we got iPads to do our silent auction. We partnered up with the Apple Store, so people are going to be able to bid on events using iPads. Last year was a real hit because the iPad had just come out.
Okay, now wait a minute. What does that mean? You can bid to win iPads? Or
No. You can bid on the auction items using iPads. We don't have the...
You know, usually people have sheets.
The
sheets,
yeah.
There's a little stand, and actually some of the people from
the Apple Store
come out, and they have iPads with them, and they walk around in the crowd, and you can stand there. They'll hand you the iPad. You pull up the item you want to bid on, and you enter your number, and bam, you bid on it.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Very techy of you
fun.
Guys.
Yeah.
That's very cool. All right.
And the cool thing is then they have a big display so you can see you don't have to, like, hover over the item.
Exactly.
You can, like, you know, snipe people from a distance.
Yeah, because, you know, there's always those people at a silent auction.
Oh, yeah,
that are, like, hovering around.
They hover over the, and you're afraid to get in there.
They sort of do some blocking,
right.
You know, so you can't get to it. This way, you know, the technology and everybody to get in the game.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
That's very cool.
We're excited about it.
Now, where'd you guys figure that? How'd you figure out how to do that?
Well, we're working with
the Apple Store.
Chitata, and then we reached out to the Apple
and
Store
those
and said,
guys,
hey, would you guys be willing to do this? And
oh,
said,
that's
yeah.
great. So you guys are going to make a bunch of money, I hope. I hope our listeners
hope
support
so.
You guys.
We hope so. We're trying to raise at least $40,000. We've taken a lot of cuts this year with our programs, with our board and our staff. We made a commitment to not pull out of any of the communities we serve around the state.
Wow, that's great.
So we've
great.
Taken a 43% hit this year in changes in funding, you know, policy changes, just economic-driven changes, but we haven't pulled out of any of the communities we serve because, you know, we've had to get creative. We got parents, for example, some parents in Oracle that said to us, we can't let your programs leave the community. We'll do bake sales. We'll do whatever we can to help you stay here to serve our youth. So.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the economy, as bad as it is, the upside is that it forces organizations to be creative.
Absolutely.
And I think it gets more of a community-based rally around organizations like yours, just like what you're saying. It's easy when the Fed is throwing a bunch of money or the state's throwing a bunch of money at organizations.
Right.
But when you get that funding cut and people rally around you, And tell us who are some of your corporate sponsors. Who do you want to say thank you to?
Well, I want to say thank you to Canyon Community Bank.
Chuck Lutala over there. Yeah,
Chuck Lutala, great community support. We've had a lot of support from them over the years. The Arizona Basketball Alumni Foundation by allowing Joseph Blair to come and do this event. Community Partnership of Southern Arizona.
Great organization.
Big, they've been a funder of ours, but big, great community partner. We have a number of other corporate sponsors that have stepped up to help us out. So those are the folks we want to thank.
Great. That's great. And you're looking for how many people at your event? How many people do you want to come rolling out there?
We'd like to have 400 people. We'd like to fill up that courtyard. It's a great event. It's going to be a nice,
beautiful day.
Nice March evening. Fortunately, we don't have to compete against the U of A game because that's happening Thursday.
So yeah.
Come enjoy the game and then come out on Friday night and
all right.
Join us for this event. We'd really appreciate it.
That's great.
Now, some of the programs, the stuff that I thought was really cool, and you don't think about these kind of things, but they're, and I wish I had gone through some of these things when I was, in high school and a young adult.
Really?
Absolutely. They have these healthy marriage retreats.
Right.
Because it's not only about abstinence, but it's also, there's a lot of programs that help young people and families work through relationship issues.
Absolutely. Yeah, we believe that there, more resources need to be invested, private support, government support, in prevention. So it's about strengthening the family. We have a healthy marriage program that's funded by a federal grant right now where we work with families, couples who have kids enrolled in Head Start. We provide them free marriage weekend retreats.
What? I'm sorry, tell me, what's Head Start?
Head Start is a pre-kindergarten federally funded program to work with kids like 0 to 5 age, but get them ready for school. And so it serves a lower income population. So we serve couples that have kids enrolled in that program, offer them a free marriage retreat, help them work on their communication skills, their conflict resolution skills. And the stories we're hearing from the families is some marriages have been saved, but it not only helps the couple, it helps the family environment. And we believe that's the front lines of really helping our society, helping our kids grow and succeed. If you look at the research, there's so many positive outcomes for youth that are tied to what's going on at home. And so we want to make that investment on the front end before they get in trouble, before things fall apart, to say, here's some basic relationship skills that we can help you with. It's very practical stuff. First time I went to one of the meetings, I'm like, whoa, this is going to help me in my marriage. So it's good for us all to have those resources and opportunities. And with youth, we're teaching life skills, we're teaching substance abuse prevention, we're teaching decision-making skills. The research shows us that when you invest in prevention, you get at least a $7 or $8 return on that investment in terms of savings to society down the road. I mean, I've worked with programs over the years that have worked with substance abusers. If we can help kids from going down that road of 15, 20 years of addiction and keep them off that path and on a different path, the savings to the taxpayers are enormous.
Well, I'm looking at this statistic here, that your teen pregnancy prevention program can save taxpayers almost $70,000 for every teen pregnancy prevented, and it costs $95.71 per kid.
And that's based on the nearly 7,000 youth we served last year. $95.71 is what it cost us to deliver that program. But the $68,000 number really comes from studies that we've gotten from our federally funded evaluation consultants who are putting a dollar figure to say, this is what a teen pregnancy costs society in terms of lost tax revenue, a lot of youth that they get pregnant at a young age drop out of school, in terms of the medical costs, the other costs, and that's a very conservative estimate.
It's amazing.
So we like to tell that story.
Tell us about your Wake Up program.
Yeah, the Wake Up program is something we do a lot here in Pima County. We have referrals from probation officers, from juvenile court. It's for kids that kind of run into trouble with the law, first-time offenses around drug and alcohol, might get caught with a joint, might get,
A what?
A joint.
We don't know if that is.
Yeah, right.
Fred does.
Might get busted for underage drinking or something like that. We take them through this program. Got some great community partners. We partner with the University Medical Center with the trauma unit. We take them through a substance abuse prevention curriculum to show them what drugs and alcohol do to their body. And then we take them down on a Friday or Saturday night to the UMC Trauma Ward and show them what it looks like.
So it's kind of a scared straight for drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, it's really...
Before they take that next step and potentially land into the judicial system.
It's really designed to be a wake-up call.
That's great.
And, the recidivism rates that we see from that in terms of the kids that don't get in trouble again, less than 10% of the kids are getting in trouble with repeat offenses after they go through our program.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So it costs $135. That's what they pay to go through that program. It's a 16-hour program between all the classes and the emergency room visit. So it's really a great opportunity. We love to have referrals from a lot of different sources for that.
Well, that's fabulous.
You know, it's not only just for the youth. I mean, you have adult programs.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I thought was really cool about this is the peer-to-peer, the mentoring program that you've implemented.
So, like, out of our healthy marriage program, once those couples go through the healthy marriage retreat, we connect them with an opportunity to meet with other couples from their own community that have been through that same retreat. Because we all know, we go to, you go to something exciting, you learn lots of stuff, then you come back to the real world, right?
Right.
And you're...
You've forgotten most of it,
but they get to meet with other couples. We have a mentor couple that leads them through that. We provide a small stipend to that mentor couple to help facilitate that. They get together once a week. They help each other in their relationships. It's kind of a a peer-to-peer mentoring type model. But the exciting thing is we've heard stories of those families, particularly in this economic crisis, banding together saying, hey, we're having a tough time with our family budget. Let's cut coupons together. Let's figure out how we can save our family money. Let's figure out how we can connect to other resources in the community. One story where a family came to that and didn't have literally enough money to buy groceries that week. Another family in that meeting stepped up, bought their groceries, helped the family out. And that's really what it's all about, is giving people tools to succeed and help each other.
And in a sense of community.
Absolutely. Yeah,
getting them involved
and
in an environment like
and
that.
And that's really key, because you know, a lot of people can feel isolated. You know, they get into problems and they don't know who to turn to. And if they're working with their peers, they're working with folks who've gone through the same issue and they know they've gone through the same issues, it makes it a lot easier and gets them going.
Right. One of the things we're really excited about with as it relates to families right now, we have a Strengthening Families program that's funded by the Parent Commission, which is out of the Governor's Office of Children, Youth, and Family. They actually get revenues from alcohol tax to do substance abuse prevention programs for families. So this curriculum, we work with the youth, right? We've been working with the youth in the school, and then we've been working with the families. This program allows us over a 7-week period, one night a week, to bring the parents of middle school kids together with their youth in a session. We do a youth session, a parent session. We bring them together at the end of the night. They have a meal together. They go through a 7-week curriculum called Strengthening Families that basically really steps up their ability to communicate, work through issues as a family, gets the conversation going about drugs, alcohol, you know, early sexual activity, some of those things that are the difficult conversations
in
a family.
Well, those are the game changers.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Are the game changers in a kid's life.
Exactly.
Now, the event is this Friday.
It's
at La Encantada. It goes from 5:30 to 8:30.
Correct.
And if people want to buy tickets, where do they go?
They can go to www.azyp.org.
AZYP.org.
Right there on the front page, the Taste of Arizona. You can click and register online.
And if someone can't make your event, but they've kind of fallen in love with your program in listening to the show, they can go to your website, and you have a little donate button up at the top, and
Absolutely.
They can make a donation. Now, do you guys qualify for the tax credit, Arizona State tax credit?
Unfortunately, they changed the laws on that
right.
in the last year or so, and we don't qualify anymore, but... But hopefully, you know, I mean, it's definitely a tax-deductible donation.
Perfect.
And last year, when you look at our numbers, our budget, our annual report and everything, 89% of the dollars that were given to our organization went straight into programs, and only 11% to administration.
That's
which is a great ratio, and we're very proud of that.
Yeah,
I'm very proud
of you, too.
Now, we have a couple tickets to give away, but I would really encourage people to go out. It's a great event. It's a wine tasting, so you have some wonderful wines to sample, and you also have a lot of restaurants that are going to be there providing food. Why don't you talk about that real quick?
So far, we got about 14 restaurants that are coming out. It's a great place. I mean, for a $40 ticket, you can go sample food from 14 local restaurants, and we got everything from north at La Encantada to East Coast Subs, which has some great wings. You know, and everything,
that's awesome. They do
everything
have great wings.
In between. So. It's a great event. You can get to sample lots of food. We designed this. We call it a Taste of Arizona because we want it to be a tasting of local Arizona wines and food. So we focused on local restaurants.
That's great.
And are featuring them at this night. So I want to thank all those restaurants who are a part of this.
Yeah, now we're going to take a real quick break. Daniel, we really appreciate you being here. Caller number 3-529-3508. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the Taste of Arizona at La Encantada this Friday. Daniel, thanks for being here. And,
thanks for the opportunity.
Just remember, when you're bidding on those items, $95 gets you one group of people into a program.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, thanks.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi accuses an international coalition of blatant aggression. He says Libyans will not be terrorized and will not give up.
I don't get scared by the hurricanes. What? Not even by the planes that sending rockets.
Gaddafi spoke from his missile-damaged compound in Tripoli. President Obama expressed confidence Tuesday the U.S. will be able to hand off control of the military mission in Libya to an international coalition. The president says the timetable for the transition remains within the coming days.
Firefighters in Colorado battled high winds Tuesday in the fight to control a wildfire that's burned about 1,200 acres and forced the evacuation of 17 homes. About 700 other homes west of Denver are on standby for evacuation. And Barry Bonds' perjury trial is underway in San Francisco. He's accused of lying to a grand jury. This is CNN Radio.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319. When you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll learn how to get a free super vitamin D with your free Beta Prostate. Don't wait. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319. If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you noticing more body fat? Are you feeling unmotivated? Be honest. Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop. But there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy, the positive outlook, even the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Call 1-800-427-7631. That's 1-800-427-7631. You can raise your testosterone naturally by 50%. Hurry, don't miss this special offer. Call 1-800-427-7631. That's 1-800-427-7631.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because, come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway in Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Thank you for calling Huge Conglomerate Insurance. Your call is somewhat important to us. Please hold, and we'll be with you as soon as we can.
When you get sick or injured, the first call you make is to your neighborhood doctor. Shouldn't the next call you make be to your local insurance representative? Skip the hours waiting on hold to ask a simple question about what your insurance policy will cover.
Your current wait time is 45 minutes.
Instead, call Ronstadt Insurance at 721-4848 and get the attention that you deserve. Trust local, trust Ronstadt Insurance. Pioneers in good service.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
It's the old, the Jewish guy, Kunyapsi,
And we are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. And Jeff Ronstadt is here, my little brother.
Hello, everybody.
The mastermind behind Ronstadt Insurance.
I hope you guys are all having a safe drive home, or if you're listening to us online at fredandjeff.com, what are you doing at your desk? Get in the car, go home, see the wife and kids. Come on.
Yeah, so we have another pair of tickets for the event, Taste of Arizona. Call it 529-3508. 529-3508. We got $80 worth of tickets for the Taste of Arizona. And we are here at the Tinderbox, which is at the southeast corner of Broadway and Craycroft.
Southwest.
Southwest, yeah. I'm facing that way, so southwest corner of Broadway.
But just because you're facing north doesn't mean that everything else changes.
Yeah, it does.
Use the mountain, Fred.
The world revolves around me.
Yes, it used to.
The mountain is north of you.
Well, there's mountains all around us.
So here we are at the Tinderbox.
Still at the southwest corner.
Yeah, 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. And with us this time of the week, as usual, is Big Mike, and he did get a haircut for the radio program today. Oh, he trimmed his mustache. There he goes. The face for radio.
You need to take a picture of that so folks can see that fabulously groomed mustache online.
And Big Michael, we've been sitting here enjoying the cigar of the week, and let's talk about that.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's, this week we got a cigar made by Altadis, which are the same people that make Monte Cristo's, Romeo and Julieta's. It's the Jose Cejas Signature Series, and it's made in Dominican Republic. It's got an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, and the binder is a Connecticut broadleaf, which gives it a little more strength and body. And the filler is Dominican, Nicaraguan, and a little Peruvian tobacco, which gives it just a little bit of zip.
Which means it's just very tasty.
It's very tasty.
Yeah, no, I got here a little bit earlier to set up, and I got the Churchill. I'm down to my last couple inches here. But this is a great cigar, nice draw. The flavor is just wonderful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful blended cigar. It still maintains a lot of oils throughout the cigar. It's a great taste and smoke.
Yeah. Now, if people want to come down, and what's the deal?
As usual, buy three, get one free. And we already said where we're located. And
We can say it again. We're at 5350
East Broadway Boulevard,
Suite
124. There you go.
We're right next to the Monkey Burger. Aren't
we? Yeah, and Roy was in here a minute ago.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did he bring you?
Nothing.
He's a good sponsor. We love him.
And since we're doing the live broadcast here, we're going to be...
That's right. Caller number three at 529-3508. 529-3508. Caller number three gets a $25 gift certificate to the Tinderbox, and that'll buy you a couple cigars, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Awesome.
Yes, it will. All right.
And while Mark is taking the information off caller number three, we're going to go to our next commercial break, and we're going to be talking to the beautiful Meredith Hayes about Tucson Museum of Art's
Rush. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Now have you seen Miss Molly? Her cheeks are rosy red. Her lips are soft as satin, and they taste like gingerbread. Whoa, 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 me, oh my Miss Molly.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff. And
holy smokes.
And with us is the beautiful Meredith Hayes from Tucson Museum of Art. And you have an event coming up April 1st and April 2nd.
Yes, we do.
And it's called Crush.
Crush, wine, food, art. What could be better?
Nothing.
Cigars, maybe.
Well, cigars.
Yeah,
I was gonna say,
come on. Come
you know,
on, Meredith.
Tucson Museum of Art is like a big open area, so I'll walk around with a cigar. and upset a lot of people.
Well, you know, the event is going to be outside on April 1st at the Tucson Museum of Art. We've got a great Plaza of the Pioneers is what we call it, plus a more courtyard. And on the east side of the museum, we're going to have a dessert and coffee area and a place where people can sit down and maybe even buy a glass of wine. If you're tired of getting just a little tiny taste of wine, you can actually buy a whole glass.
Sweet. So you find something that you like and you can go all in.
There you go.
All right. So now let's talk about Crush. Crush is a newer event for you guys, right? I mean, this is the fourth annual?
This is the fourth year that we've done it, yes.
And in years past, you guys used to do the D'Art program.
The Ready, Set, D'Art. I remember you were a fan of that.
I loved that program. It was a great program. And that was kind of our introduction, my wife, Tien, and I, our introduction to the Tucson Museum of Art.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved that. Your museum has just gotten better and better and better. You had an Ansel Adams exhibit there a little while ago.
Last year, followed by Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
Andy and David Teneo, a local artist.
Yes.
Local muralist.
Yes.
Fantastic. And so all the funds you guys raise are helping bring programs like that to the Old Pueblo.
And we do a whole lot more than just art exhibitions at the Tucson Museum of Art.
Tell us.
Our core mission is connecting art to life, and that also has a lot to do with education. So we have an alternative high school at our campus. It's called the Museum School for the Visual Arts.
Really?
Yes. We've had it for a few years now. It's a partnership with TUSD. It's a completely public TUSD-affiliated high school.
And how do kids get involved in that?
They have to go through an application process. It's all for children that are interested in the visual arts.
And what is visual arts? I mean, that painting?
Painting, sculpting, ceramics, photography, all the things that you can visually
see. Okay,
yes.
That you see.
Yes, as opposed to performing arts, which would be the theater and plays and that.
That's great. And how many kids do you get enrolled in that a year?
We have, on average, about 30 kids every year enrolled in there.
That's great.
And we also open it up. They go to the academic courses in the morning, so they do the regular, the math, the reading, like every other high school kid has to do. But in the afternoon is when they do their studio arts, so they can do their ceramics, they can do photography. They're actually very involved in learning how to blow glass.
Really?
Right now, because it all coincides with our current exhibitions, which have all to do with glass.
Tell us about your current exhibition.
Well, we have two glass exhibitions. One is by Tom Philibom.
Who's a local guy. Yeah,
everybody knows Tom. He's a wonderful man, a great artist, and he has an exhibition called Precarious Rocks. And it's fascinating because you walk through the area where it is, and they are rocks made out of glass that are put one on top of each other, and they stand about 6 feet tall. So you feel like you're walking through a forest of precarious rocks. You just better be careful where you back up that you don't walk into one of the glass.
Well, now, because you break it, you bought it, right?
Yes.
So I'm looking at your Crush preview, the magazine that you guys put out, and on the back page is a picture of the precarious rocks. Now, and these, are they hollow? They've got to be hollow, right?
They are. They're hollow. They're blown glass. And the picture that we have in there, it's really hard to get the feeling of when you actually walk through the gallery. So you really have to come down and see the exhibition and experience walking through these massive amounts of glass rocks. The other glass exhibition we have is called Borderlandia. And it's created by two brothers that were brought up in Guadalajara, then in their early teens moved to Long Beach, California. So they went from a very strict Mexican Catholic background to...
Like Fred and I.
Yeah.
And then they moved to Long Beach, California,
got
into surfer culture. It was the start of the Chicano art movement. So they were very influenced by that. And they work mainly in glass, but they also use a lot of found objects. So if you look really closely, you can see...
The keys that I lost a while ago?
Keys.
Potentially.
Screws, nails, you name it. They love the dollar store. They'll go to the dollar store and just buy all sorts of different things and make these incredible sculptures out of... They have a Ferris wheel that's about 9 feet high and rotates around. And there's so much to this. It's amazing. A lot of video installations that they also use in there. And you just walk in and your senses, with both visually and with the sound, is pretty amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Now, this event is split up into 2 days. So on April 1st, and actually this is funny because we first spoke to you on April 1st when we were over at...
Silvermine Subs
on University Boulevard.
I don't think most of our listeners know that the genesis of the Fred and Jeff Show started with the Matt Russell On the Menu Live,
right,
where Matt was out of town and you he asked you to fill in for him.
And I asked you to co-host.
And we, you know, we had so much fun, we thought, gosh, we could do this.
Yeah, anybody could do this.
Yeah. Probably
true. If we could do it, anybody.
Anyway, that's right. That's right.
Well, it was so much fun talking to you guys last year. I'm so excited to be here this year and talk to you about Crush.
Well, let's talk about the museum. Because Crush is really the vehicle for you guys to raise some money to support the museum. So you've got these two fantastic glass exhibits going on right now. What else do you guys have planned for 2010?
Well, we also have two other exhibitions going on right now. We have Lauren Skype. He's a painter. He's a professor over at the U of A.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really inspired by propaganda of mid-20th century. So if you think of kind of post-industrial Nazi Germany, fascist Italy, kind of Soviet Union era images of propaganda, that's what he takes his inspiration from. He's a
wow.
fantastic painter.
Is it real dark?
Some of it is, yes. Some of it is very dark and very brooding.
Hmm.
And then we have on a completely different end of the spectrum is Bill Shank, and we have a collection of his serigraphs. Serigraphs are essentially silk screens. And what he does is he uses kind of the approach that Andy Warhol did and making the scenes of Western life, whether it be landscapes or rodeos, he's very into rodeos, creating them more of a fun, whimsical, colorful way. So kind of take Andy Warhol, put it together with old Westerns and rodeo scenes, and you have Bill Shank.
Oh, that's great. Now, how do you guys line these artists up to show at the museum?
It all comes down to our curators. We have two curators, and they choose what exhibitions to have coming up. Actually, in the fall, we have a really fun one. It's called Who Shot Rock and Roll?
Really?
It's a photographic history from 1955 to the present.
Oh, my gosh.
And that opens in October, and that's going to be really fun.
That'll be spectacular.
And you've got all kinds of new things happening at the museum now, too, don't you? I mean, aren't you having, well, let's go back to basics. You've got a gift shop there.
Our museum store, yeah.
Your museum store. And so you can buy all kinds of things that you see there. Can you buy some Philobom glass there since he's showing there? Can you buy some of Mr. Shank's art there?
Not so much Bill Shank, but yes, we do have Tom Philobom pieces in the museum store. And for those that, you know, I know there's a lot going on this weekend, but this weekend is our Spring Artisans Market for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 5 at the museum. The exhibitions are free. The market is free. It's a great time to come down, see the exhibitions.
Well, tell us more about this market.
We do it twice a year, and this is actually the 19th year we've done the spring one. We've got about 120 different vendors, most of them local artisans and craftspeople, that will be selling their wares all over the grounds of the museum.
Oh, that's great.
It's a beautiful weekend. Come down, do a little shopping, see a little art, support local arts, which is always wonderful.
Huge. I mean, I don't think we do a good enough job supporting local arts. I mean, especially now. I mean, we were talking to Daniel earlier, and the economy is terrible. What's the first thing that goes in a poor economy? The arts.
Yes, and we've really stepped up as an organization because we're very committed to this community and not only supporting local artists, but using things like the museum school to help bring up young artists, to inspire them, to teach them, to kind of show them the path, as well as other education programs we have. We bring in art to schools that have eliminated the art program.
Really?
Our docent council goes in and teaches basic art classes to the kids. This is totally free of charge to any of the public schools in southern Arizona and the Tucson area. And they also have a program that brings in art to critically and chronically ill children at TMC and UMC. And this is a lot of times the only time of day and during the week that these kids can actually just stop thinking how sick they are and stop worrying about that and create something with their families. And oftentimes, once the kids leave the hospital, it's the only thing that they want to take with them because it actually was a good memory of
right.
being sick and in the hospital was this thing that they created with their families, and that's what's important, and that's what art can do, and that's why we like to bring art to the community.
That's amazing. That's wonderful.
Now, these programs aren't free, and obviously the Crush event next weekend, April 1st and 2nd, helps to support those programs.
Yes, it is one of our major fundraisers. The Spring Artisans Market this weekend is a fundraiser, as well as our State of the Art Dream Home giveaway is a big fundraiser. But Crush is probably our number two fundraiser. And it is a fun way for people to support the Tucson Museum of Art and all the things that we do, but also have a really good time at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Now earlier you mentioned you have a docent council.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the docent council.
The docent council is actually one of five support organizations that we have. Now, the docents, what they do is they work with the education department to give tours, to give information. So when people walk into the museum, if they need information on the exhibitions, the docents
are there to help. And who's the education group? Is that a group with the museum as well?
Well, we have a department. We have an education department within the staff of the museum, and the docents help out that department very much so. We have the Tucson Museum of Art League, which is our fundraising arm and is really the heart and soul behind events like Crush. They were behind Ready, Set, Dart.
Love that event.
And now they're right behind Crush.
When I tell you how much we love that Ready, Set, Dart event, I'm not trying to take anything away from Crush. Crush is a fabulous event. But it's ways to get people involved in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And that Ready, Set, Dart event, we'd come home with a piece of art. It was the coolest thing ever. So you've also got a Contemporary Art Society, a Latin American art patrons, and Western art patrons.
So those three groups are for people who are interested in the three areas that we collect mainly, Latin American art, Western art, and modern contemporary art. So if, for you, instance, if you really like Western art, you could become a member of the Western art patrons. And what they do is they support Western art acquisitions as well as exhibitions that the museum is doing through all sorts of different events, whether they be studio visits or trips. They're going actually to Jackson Hole and Montana this summer. The Contemporary Art Society just got back from a trip from Los Angeles where they viewed private collections and went to see exhibitions. So,
and they're collecting things for the Tucson Museum of Art?
They help purchase acquisitions for our permanent collection.
Okay, and is the permanent collection always on view?
We always have some of our permanent collection on view and those three areas. And we also have a long-term exhibition of Asian art that's up through 2014.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you guys, tell us your hours. You guys are open
Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Okay.
Sundays, noon to 5. Like I said, this weekend, all 3 days, we are free. But, of course, the weekend after, April 1st, it's Crush. So come on down, buy your tickets. They're $75 in advance, $90 at the door. But I'm going to tell you right now, we are so close to selling out for Friday night that do not count on tickets being available at the door. If you're interested in going to Crush, go to our website, TucsonMuseumOfArt.org. $75, as I said. Saturday night is a more formal event. It's over at Lowe's Ventana. That's $200 per person.
Going on over at Lowe's?
We are doing, it's a Brazilian theme. It's called the Rhythm of Rio.
All right.
So we'll be having a dinner with a Brazilian-themed Latin dinner. And then we are following that with a live auction of incredible art from major regional artists around the Southwest. We also have a bunch of wines, lots of wines, and all of those are rated at least 94 points and higher by Robert Parker. We do have a whole lot of, a case and a half of Australian Shiraz. It's 99 points.
Wow.
Rated 99 points. You cannot find wine like this.
No. Australian winemaker is making wine that's getting a 99?
It's called Turbec.
Wow.
Yeah, we were actually trying to get her to bring a bottle.
Yeah, but I see old Colonel Stoddard back there, and he's jumping around wondering where the booze is, right? That's great. So you've got some major sponsors that I'm sure you want to say thank you to.
Yes, we definitely want to thank you to Alliance Beverage. They have been with us since the beginning. We could not have a wine festival without Alliance Beverage.
And is that old Jan Fiakas over there? Who are you guys working with at Alliance?
Work with Donna Summers.
All right. All
over
right,
there.
Great.
And she's been fabulous. She's been with us from the beginning. Also, Fleming's. They've been with us for the last few years. They're a great sponsor. We really appreciate everything that they've done. And if you pick up one of these magazines, you can actually read an article from their sommelier who talks about Arizona wines. So if you're interested in Arizona wines, you get kind of a background on those.
Absolutely. We had a show a little while ago with Bob Webb on. Remember the old Webb Wineries?
Mm-hmm.
He's coming out with a new brand, so we're looking forward to that.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so now where can people pick up this magazine?
They are at all the participating restaurants, and we have about 27 restaurants in total. Places like Feast, places like Feast Tavolino, our own Carte Blanche that's right there at the Tucson Museum of Art. Of course, Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, Armitage, The Abbey, Acacia,
Jack's Kitchen. Primo's, Raw Sushi, Vivace, our buddy Danny Scordato at Vivace.
You know, he's doing a dinner tonight that's part of Crush. He's doing the cooking, and we've got John Conover from Plump Jack and Cade, which is a winery.
Wow.
Super premium winery.
Yeah.
Have you? Yeah,
oh, yeah.
They're fabulous. So can you imagine going to a dinner with Plump Jack Wines and then Danny Scordato personally being the chef.
That's great. That's great. You guys really have it going
really
on.
Fast.
I bet you did.
Yeah, you have, I mean, there are a lot of events, and if you go to the website, which, some of these things are all sold out.
Yes, yes. The Mondays at the Museum, which is a series of three wine and art seminars that we have in March, that we pair wine and food pairings along with doing an art tour of one of our current exhibitions. And those completely have sold out. The last one is this coming Monday at 3 o'clock, but it's completely sold out.
Do you do these every year? Every March you do these types of events?
Yes.
Okay, so people in the know got in quick, and the rest of us are... We got to wait till next year.
And, you know, if you buy your tickets this year, you automatically are put on our email list. So
perfect.
When we start selling tickets, you will start getting the emails first. So you'll know when tickets go on sale. And I've had a number of people this year jump on it because last year we did sell out. I had a lot of people coming to the door saying, but we wanted to come to the event. It's like, well, I'm sorry. We only have 750 tickets to sell because we only have so much room at the Tucson Museum of Art. And I tell you right now, we've sold over 500. So, again, people want
get on
to
it.
Get go on to the website.
Now we're going to have a couple tickets for the Crush event.
Yes.
On Friday night, April 1st.
Friday night.
So, you know, we have a few minutes left in the show. So at some point in the next 4 minutes, we're going to give those away.
Yeah, and I just want to say there's a whole page of these restaurants. But, you know, Zona 78, Tavolino's, Stables Ranch Grill, Pistache. Primo, Raw, Miguel's, Maynard's, Lodge on the Desert, J-Bar, Jack's Kitchen, The Grill, Yano's, Harvest Feast. I mean, it's kind of a who's who of unbelievable restaurants here in Tucson. And I don't see one, not that there's anything wrong with them, but I don't see one franchise here. Maybe, you know, our friends at Fleming's, but, you know, those guys are local guys. Barney's a local guy.
Right.
I mean, they treat us just like they're local, they're friends.
And that's why we're
the
so
Abbey,
thankful for all
phenomenal.
Of them to be part of Crush as they have been, because Barney does really believe in giving back to this community, and we're very grateful for his support.
That's great. So it's Crush, when is it, Fred?
April 1st.
April 1st.
And April 2nd.
April 2nd. And
and we have two tickets for the April 1st event.
Yes.
And those are the $75 tickets.
They are $75 tickets and hard to get. So.
And very hard to get. So the third caller, I like
Why three all the time with you, Fred?
I love three.
All right, three it is.
Three is a magic number.
Three is a magic number. The kids sing that.
They do, really?
Yeah, so call.
It's rock.
No, yeah, it is, but Jack Johnson did a song with three is a magic number at the beginning, too.
But didn't he do that from Schoolhouse Rock?
He didn't. Jack Johnson did the Curious George movie. And there's a song about...
All right, kids. Here's the number, the real number. You need the real magic number to call in and get these
three
two tickets.
Is
so,
the magic.
The third caller at 529-3508. 529-3508 will get two tickets to Crush on Friday,
right,
April 1st.
And folks, remember, the Fred and Jeff Show is all about the fabulous people, places, events, culture.
The history of, you know,
the history of Tucson and the Old Pueblo. And the folks we talked to today... You guys, and I'm looking at you, Daniel, sitting over there, you guys make Tucson and Southern Arizona a fantastic place to live. You really do. Meredith, what you guys do with art is wonderful, between getting it to the kids, helping the kids at TMC and UMC with your programs, catering to guys like us who love the art, but, you know, we're not artists whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
but we really appreciate that stuff. You guys are the reason living in Tucson is a fabulous thing. So thanks for everything you guys do, and we really, really hope our listeners support you guys. And the show will be online tomorrow. You can download it on iTunes.
You can download it on iTunes. You can go to fredandjeff.com, the electronic companion.
There'll
the
be
Fred
links.
Jeff Show.
Yep, there'll be links to you guys, to your events, to your website.
To Arizona Youth Partnership, to the Tucson Museum of Arts, Crush. We just appreciate you guys being here. Meredith, thank you so much. Daniel, thank you so much.
And thanks to the Tinderbox for hosting us again.
Absolutely.
Wonderful cigars. And, folks, next week, Fred, do you remember who our guest is next week?
Next week we're going to be at the Screening Room.
That's right.
Talking about the International Festival of Movies.
Yeah, Mia's been trying to get us down there for months, so I'm glad we're finally dialed in.
We're finally down there.
Yeah, so, folks, have a great week, and we'll see you next week from the Screening Room.
KJLL, South Tucson.